All right, this is an interview with Miss Virginia Woolf.
Mrs. I am a widow, and I have three children. Okay. So the day I got married, 1956, June 16th, I have been Mrs. ever since.
Okay, so we are with Mrs. Virginia Woolf of 206 Rutherford Court, and that's Roanoke, Virginia. Now, where were you born?
Bradford.
Okay.
Virginia.
Were you born at home, or were you born in a hospital?
I'm thinking it was at home. I'm not really sure, but I think my great-grandmother helped with the delivery. She was a midwife. Okay. Her father was Irish physician. And I'm thinking that she helped with that.
Now, do you recall, were you ever told any stories about your birth or any tales?
Nothing except that my mother said to my brother when he said, "Well, who is this?" She said, "Sister." And he's called me sister ever since.
Really? Okay. How long did you live in Radford? Did you grow up there?
6 months.
Okay. Where did you live after that?
Roanoke. On Madison Avenue, 910 Madison Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. And I went to elementary school at Harrison Elementary School, and I went to Lucy Addison School, and I was accelerated 4 times.
Really? Okay. So how old were you when you graduated?
I had just turned 15.
Okay. So since you mentioned school, let's talk about your school life. What are some of the things, I guess let's start with which schools did you attend? Your elementary school? You
just Harrison.
Okay. That's
down the street. One block. Okay. Two blocks. Second block.
Did you go to middle school or high school?
Actually, I skipped that 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And in high school, I did the history and one other thing, and I was in high school only 3 years. And I skipped the 1st grade as well.
What school did you graduate from? What high school?
High school, Addison. Lucy Addison.
Okay.
Lucy Addison High School.
Now,
and I was salutatorian, I think, 2nd.
Yes.
2nd? I don't think I was valedictorian. I think I was 2nd. So that would be salutatorian.
Okay.
And I did, I guess, the speech for the graduating class.
Do you remember what you spoke about?
it was sort of general. The French teacher, or also English teacher, Aldemay Thomas, Thompson, I believe it was, helped with that, and it was about a number of things. I talked about teaching Sunday school right here on Gainsborough Road, and my favorite subjects. And I really don't remember the speech, except that it was sort of general overall.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just mentioned teaching Sunday school. Did you teach
Sunday school? Yeah, I taught Sunday school 15
what
years. That would be Mount Zion AME where I started. But I've taught in New York State Sunday school and Ohio Sunday school, but not since I returned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what do you remember about school? What were, do you
about
have any like,
school.
Good memories?
I remember that I always got excellent grades. Always. And that's why I was accelerated until my father complained that I should not be accelerated. I remember the teachers were all really very nice. They were friends of my parents. Some neighbors. And I'm trying to think, were any of them my Sunday school teachers? But no, she wasn't. She was a principal of the Gainsborough School. That's all I remember about it. It was very pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I was going to ask you, was it difficult for you to be so much younger than than the other students?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I was large. I grew fast.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I skipped the first grade was when I came home from school and I showed my mother the picture that the teacher took of the class.
Mm-hmm.
I was bigger than anybody else and huge legs. So I told my mom, go to school tomorrow and get me in the second grade because I'm too big.
And she did,
and it worked, because the teacher was a neighbor across mm-hmm. the street. She said, sure, my brother had taught me everything anyway.
Now, how did you get to school?
Walked.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, or run. We never took bicycles.
Okay, no buses?
No, never, never.
Okay. Do you remember how far it was?
Let's see. I'd say it would be maybe 4 blocks.
4 blocks, okay. Mm,
4 pretty long blocks. Now let me just think to be sure. 5, because I was near 10th Street where I lived, mm-hmm. and the school where I went to school, this is an elementary, was near 5th Street, so that would be 5 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to sort of curve in between, you know, and we'd go home for lunch and come back. And then in high school, it was just a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of being 5 blocks, it would be 8 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
8 blocks.
Now, do you remember walking to school in bad weather or?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. One day it snowed and there were only 2 people in my English class there.
Really?
Uh-huh, because they did not have boots.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to have had boots.
Now, were you ever allowed to stay home from school for any reasons?
There was never any reason to stay home. All of us were always healthy, mm-hmm. so we went to school.
Okay. And how much schooling overall have you completed?
I've done doctoral work
mm-hmm.
at Columbia University, University of Virginia, Kent State University, and A&T Graduate School
okay.
in North Carolina.
So do you have your doctorate?
No, I don't.
Okay.
And I was told when I left Columbia, which I really wished we would have been able to stay, but my husband was transferred.
Mm-hmm.
So when I left there and I applied at Case Western
mm-hmm.
In Ohio,
mm-hmm.
they said, we have enough black PhDs, so you cannot matriculate.
Oh, my goodness.
So my husband said, since he was in civil rights law, he said, they'll flunk you out.
Uh-huh.
So wherever you want to go, you can go. So I went to school and to building contracting,
mm-hmm.
creative writing, and let's see, did I have all the other, yeah, I had everything else that I've been doing. Like I got permanent teacher certification from the University of New York,
mm-hmm.
So that for the rest of my life I could teach.
Mm-hmm.
In any state in the United States.
Okay. And you were saying that you have been at Virginia Western now?
15 years.
Okay.
Assistant professor.
Okay. And let me ask, your children, is that Jane, Betty, and Jonathan?
Yes.
Now, did any of them attend college as well?
Oh, yes. They all attend college.
Okay.
And Jane is the firstborn of the twins.
Mm-hmm.
And Jane and Betty were born at Columbia's Presbyterian Hospital.
Okay.
Because I had been admitted to the med school there and became in a family way. So she is with, let me see, how do you say that? Amgen.
Okay.
In Camarillo, California. And I'm happy to say that six figures.
Because anybody would be happy to say that.
And very biased. She is beautiful. So she's been encouraged to be a model, which she never did do, but she has gorgeous pictures. The other one, her twin sister, is just started working in New Orleans. She's on the national committee for the restructured schools for New Orleans. And that's, of course, 2 years after Katrina. But the superintendent, who is from Chicago and Philadelphia, chose her to be the director of human resources. And also she's doing payroll for them.
Okay.
As well as some of the public relations, because she was president of the Family Urban Council in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And she had a lot of television work to do. So she learned to do that easily.
Yeah. Okay.
And she works presently. She signed the contract about a month ago. So she's working 18 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
Now.
Wow.
So we're hoping that her time will decrease once she gets the 500 new teachers placed in New Orleans.
Gosh, it's a hard...
She's on, she's on a team of, let me see, at least six people.
Okay.
And she's one of two women, the other four are men.
Really? Excellent. Okay, and your third...
And he is, he is, let me be exact, Associate President at Wachovia Securities.
Okay.
In the Wachovia Tower.
So he is in Roanoke?
Yes.
Okay.
And his family.
Oh, nice.
He's married, and he has two sons, and he has another child on the way in a month.
All right.
Yeah.
So you are a grandmother then?
Oh, gosh, yes. They call me Mimi.
Mimi, okay. Well, let me kind of jump back again to kind of a little bit more about your childhood.
Okay.
Did you grow up in the Gainesboro area, or was that...
Well, I went to church.
Okay.
In the Gainesboro area, which was right down the street here.
Okay.
And you come down that hill, which has been closed off and is now cul-de-sac. So I built a home on the south side of that cul-de-sac.
Okay.
And... But it was a street, and it had houses on the hill. There's only one house there next to me now.
Okay.
And I went to church there, and I got married there. Well, I accepted God there. Got married there. And, of course, left, went to college, came back in 30 years because my parents wanted me to.
Now, what college did you go to?
Talladega.
Okay.
Talladega College in Alabama.
That's Alabama. Okay.
And then I went to college again at Pace University in New York. And that was for elementary education.
Okay.
And Talladega was health education and physical education.
Okay.
And I was an honor student in both. Then I went to Columbia and was an honor student. So I was one of the first majors in health education.
Really?
Which included nutrition, physical health, mental health and social health.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was one of the first graduates.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now, you mentioned your parents. So did they lived here in the...
Well, they, not in Gainesboro. They lived on Madison Avenue, which is, you know, near 10th Street. And okay. Gainesboro only goes to 5th Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
What streets have you lived on in Roanoke? You're...
Madison Avenue as a child.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it?
That's okay. it. It was a beautiful house, as I think I said.
Mm-hmm.
It was used as a model by Rusco Company. And when they moved to the county, I sold that house.
Mm-hmm.
And now it looks terrible.
Okay.
I think so. It was beautiful. Wraparound porch, leaded glass, transom windows.
Mm-hmm.
I counted 5 bedrooms
mm-hmm.
and 2 baths, a back stairway up,
mm-hmm.
a front stairway up,
mm-hmm.
and I said the wraparound porch, mm-hmm. a huge backyard, a detached garage.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Was it brick or was it?
No, it's clapboard.
It is clapboard, mm-hmm. okay. Did you guys ever have a garden or anything?
Small
garden.
Vegetables.
Okay.
And my daddy liked flowers. We had lots of Boston ivy on okay. trellises.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did your parents do?
My father was in food management.
Mm-hmm.
And so he worked at Hotel Roanoke. Okay. I don't mean Hotel Roanoke. Roanoke Country Club and Hotel Patrick Henry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did
very
your mom...
respected. My mom was a seamstress.
Okay.
But she stayed with us until we went to college.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband felt that she should get Social Security, so she became a seamstress at Sydney's at the Towers.
Mm-hmm. And that was when you left the home?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
And she would not have been hired. They thought she was white.
Oh, really? Okay. Right. Now, do you have any stories that you remember well about your parents?
They were both very good people.
Mm-hmm.
Very good people. Well liked. And just very good people. They made life extremely nice for us. There were 4 of us.
Okay. Well,
and
that was
2 dentists. The 2 boys were dentists, and the 2 girls got master's degrees from Columbia.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that was going to be my next question. Can you tell me a little bit about your brothers and sisters?
Both brothers were dentists, and both of them lived in Roanoke.
Mm-hmm.
One of the brothers, who has now passed,
mm-hmm.
Worked for the city of Roanoke as a pediatric dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got emphysema, he stopped working,
mm-hmm.
and he passed exactly 10 years after the disease was diagnosed, which is customary.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And the other brother is now in Hilton Head, South Carolina, living with his wife, and they had 2 children. And their 2 children grew up in Northwest on Florida Avenue, then in the county near Cave Spring. No, yeah, somewhere over in there.
Okay.
I'm not too familiar with the names of those over there, but it was the county.
Okay. Now, growing up in a big house, did you guys play any games or, you know, what was a glimpse at your kind of everyday life?
Well, if it was raining, We would play on the wraparound porch, mm-hmm. and the other children in the neighborhood, where you could see if the trees, deciduous trees had fallen, you could see that them playing on theirs. And when the sun was out, we played in our own yards. Sometimes our daddy used to take us to what is now Washington Park, okay. and there was a swimming pool there. So we could go swimming at least once a week when my daddy could take us. Mm-hmm. My mom didn't do that.
What would you say were some maybe values that were instilled by your parents?
Work hard. Mm-hmm. Always stay in school. Do the right thing. Keep clean. And we were all taught to keep house. Mm-hmm. We were not all taught to cook, because my father taught my mother to cook.
Really?
So my mother didn't teach us. We could do it, but she didn't. And she was home with us. Study hard, mm-hmm. and we were all good students. The brother that passed made the top score in the nation in physiology.
Really? Wow.
When he took the exam to go to med school.
That's excellent. I just had a thought here. Gosh, and it just left me just like that.
Okay.
What kind of activities did you participate in as a child?
I'd say probably I stuck around with my mother more than my sister did.
Okay.
She was very gregarious.
Mm-hmm.
I was not. So I learned to sew mm-hmm. well. And I taught my daughter to sew, the one that wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned to write well. And I taught the other daughter to write, which she does well.
Okay. It just came back to me. Chores around the household. What were some of your chores?
Everything. We dusted. We waxed. Mm-hmm. We cleaned furniture. We'd sweep pretty much every day. And we didn't do much about the lawn, because my daddy did that. But we had our own little garden. We had scallions. And
now, what was your least favorite chore?
I liked it all. I especially liked ironing.
Okay.
Because I had to do that to learn to sew.
Yeah.
And then you would iron and sew. Iron and sew, and it continued like that, so it would be pretty nice garment. Because
mm-hmm.
I started with doll clothes, and then I started making my own.
Okay, so you've been sewing for a while.
All my life.
All your life.
That I remember.
Okay. Now, did you have any extended family members living nearby? Grandparents?
No. We visited them.
Now, where did they live?
The grandma that I was named for lived in Wilkesville, Virginia.
Okay.
And we visited her. My other grandmother lived in West Virginia, and her daughter lived there too, so we had cousins there, and we'd visit them.
Okay.
Or they would come visit us.
Okay.
One or the other.
Now, maternal grandmother lived where? Was that?
That's the maternal one.
In West Virginia.
And the paternal one was the one I was named for, and she lived in Woodville.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the home life. What did you guys do in the evenings? Did you gather around the radio, or?
I remember the radio. I remember the radio.
Did you have a favorite program, or?
Well, we always had to listen to Franklin Delano Roosevelt
mm-hmm.
if he came on. But other than that, we didn't have any. Our parents didn't recommend that we, do. it was a lot of country music mm-hmm. on the radio, but we weren't allowed to just do that all the time.
Okay.
And we weren't allowed to use the phone all the time.
Okay.
I mean, you know, those were kind of things. But we had to read the newspapers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was going to ask you, do you remember when you got a telephone, or was there always one in your home?
Always one that I remember.
Okay. And refrigerator?
Oh, yeah, always.
Was it?
It was clean. And it was electric.
It was electric.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Now, we did have to put water in the trays to do the ice cubes.
Okay, yeah. Much like today.
Yeah, like mine is today.
Okay, but you always had the electric refrigerator.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know that you told me you would play on the porch when it rained. Do you remember in the evenings, did y'all ever sit on the porch and kind of commune with your neighbors?
Oh, my mother used to like sitting on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to ask me, why don't you want to sit on the porch? And I've forgotten now what I found to do, but I liked biology and I liked books.
Mm-hmm.
So if I got a new textbook or a new biology book, I would rather be inside and read so that there'd be no distractions.
Okay. Were there any stories that you can remember that your family has passed down from generation to generation?
Most of the things that I remember are from like my mother's side, because my mother would tell me. And I don't know that she shared a lot of this with the others, but I used to sit near my mother all the time. I mean, everybody else might want to go out and play, but I always stayed with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me about when my great-grandmother's mother was taken from where they lived by her father, who was Irish physician, mm-hmm. and she was sent to someplace else, and my great-grandmother was 6 years old, and that was the last she saw of her.
Okay.
And she waved goodbye from the horse
draw. Why did she go somewhere? Where was she taken?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. We're trying to find out.
Yeah.
Where she went, and they're going to do a DNA on me they were supposed to do it August 3rd,
mm-hmm.
but I I just heard from him on, that must have been Saturday,
mm-hmm.
they're going to come and do a DNA to find out who her parents were, the one that was taken away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh, now that'll be very interesting. So you're doing a lot of research into that?
Well, actually, I'm not doing it, but I fall in the female category from, her name was Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
So Hannah had 3 children, and Harriet was my great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah was my great-great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So then my grandmother was Letitia, and Letitia had Bertha, and Bertha had me.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do the DNA on me,
mm-hmm.
and find out who were the parents of Hannah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, we pretty much know who the parents were,
mm-hmm.
but we do know who the parents of my great-grandmother. We know the parents of my great-grandmother there.
Mm-hmm.
The others we cannot trace as well. We can, from my husband's side,
mm-hmm.
trace a lot.
Okay.
Because he is a descendant of Francis Quarles, who's an English journalist.
Okay. I find that to be fascinating, but I digress. Was there any family recipes or anything that has been passed down through the generation? Or
well, since my mom didn't know how to cook, I probably say once she learned, we liked her macaroni and coleslaw.
Okay.
But whenever we would try, she never didn't know what it was. She would just mix it and it would come out pretty good.
Okay. So there was
no every time we tried, it was either, if she wrote it down, it was either too much of one thing and not enough.
Okay. Were there any family heirlooms that have been passed down?
Such as?
I'm thinking any
jewelry.
Well, jewelry or yeah. Maybe a vase or a journal or something tangible from past.
Jewelry is the only thing I remember, and some of it was absolutely beautiful.
Really?
Uh-huh. Diamond rings were passed down, and one was stolen from me when I lived in New York. A yellow gold pin, I remember, with a ruby in the middle, and then a filigree, high-raised two diamond.
Okay.
And when my mom died in 05, she willed that to me, and I gave it to her first granddaughter, who was not my daughter.
Oh, really? So now, did any of your family ever serve in the military?
Both of my brothers served.
Do you remember what war?
World War II for one brother. And I'm trying to think, where did he? Oh, he was in Yokohama, Japan. I think he came out as a sergeant, and he went directly from high school.
Okay.
Or actually, he wasn't at the graduation, his high school graduation, because he left in February and went to the military.
Okay.
The other brother was on National Guard in the Air Force.
Okay.
And he would protect, by flying, he would protect the northeastern coast of the United States from the Russians. Okay. So he flew a plane, airplane.
Yep.
And that was not a war. That was surveillance for the safety of the United States.
Okay. Maybe during the time of the Cold War or?
Yes.
Okay. I forgot to ask you this, but as far as the siblings breakdown, what was the order of the children?
My brother, me, my brother, and my sister.
Oh, okay. Boy, girl, boy, girl.
Yeah.
What businesses in the local area did your family shop at?
Grand Piano.
Grand Piano?
All right.
And what was there?
Furniture.
Okay.
And we had beautiful furniture.
Had to go in the beautiful house.
it did, yes. And my father used to do some upholstering. And I was looking at a chair the other day.
Oh, so you still have some of the furniture?
Oh, yes. I plan to keep it. That's why I'm going to have to sell my home.
Okay.
Because we had a big house in Ohio. And then when my husband was taking care of his uncle, who was a physician in New Jersey, and I was taking care of my parents here, we had to split the furniture up from that house must have been, it was between 36 and 40 rooms in Ohio.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
So we had furniture we didn't want to get rid of.
Hard
so
to
we
downside.
Gave it. So I sold some. And there were things like an antique piano that I could not actually move. So the movers moved it across the street to a family that was really so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And all the houses were huge.
Mm-hmm.
So then I sold, you know, like fainting sofas to the psychiatrist at Case Western. And the rest of the furniture that we kept, we put in my daughter's house when she left home. She built, well, actually she didn't build it, but she bought a stone house. And so 2 months ago, I had to put that furniture into storage here in Roanoke.
Okay.
Because no more will fit in my house.
So you're looking for a bigger place then?
I don't know what I'm looking for. I've designed a home
that
is going to be beautiful.
Well, that's very
exciting. So until we get something done, right now I'm teaching.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and let me jump back to the, you said you shopped at Grand Piano. Were there any grocery stores or clothing stores or fabric stores that you used to go to?
I know there were fabric stores because my mother always liked to sew, but I don't, unless they sold something fabric at Woolworth, I think, I remember going to Woolworth.
Okay.
But I don't know what we bought. Everything they sold, I think.
Okay. Was that in this general area or near where you
lived? That was downtown on Campbell Avenue.
Okay. Busy street.
Yeah, it was. That was downtown, yeah, on Campbell Avenue. Of course, now at that time, before Grand Piano moved to Campbell Avenue, they were on Kirk and 2nd Street.
Okay.
And I remember going there.
Now, what would you say is your fondest childhood memory?
When you ask about the grocery store, we shopped at the City Market.
Oh, so you just went downtown and bought the fresh produce?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My mother would get up on Saturday morning, and one Saturday, she'd take two of us, and the other Saturday, she'd take the other two, and we would walk.
Okay.
From Madison Avenue.
Oh, you'd walk from the house
all
the way downtown?
All the way downtown, and that was really, not only good, it was really very memorable.
I bet.
Yeah.
So,
and let's see, there was also, I think there was a Cressy's.
Okay.
Because we'd stop there and get candy, chocolate covered peanuts. There was Mr. Peanut's store too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that downtown?
Yeah. On Campbell Avenue.
Okay.
And the peanut man would stand out
front. You remember the peanut man?
Mm-hmm. And they just closed that store last week.
Oh, really? Okay, I had never noticed it down there before.
Well, that one, was the one that they finally moved to, was on 1st Street.
Okay.
1st Street.
Now, what would you say is your fondest childhood memory? And I'll give you a couple of examples.
Probably playing in the backyard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We had a grape harbor. We could have friends over. There was lots of shade. So I'd say playing in the backyard.
Okay. Did you have a favorite holiday growing up or a favorite holiday tradition? Maybe something that you
Christmas.
Had picked up with?
Christmas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was that like for you guys?
Lots of beautiful gifts.
Do you remember your trees, or was there a tradition?
Yes, there were always trees. I don't know that they were so lighted, but they had decorations on them.
Okay.
And they were always in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad used to have photographers come over and take pictures of us on Christmas Day.
How about a favorite gift that kind of ties in with Christmas? Do you remember as a child a gift that you had just wanted so much?
One was a typewriter.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got a typewriter when I was very young.
Okay. Did you use it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And did your family ever go on vacation?
Yes. As I was telling you, to visit the grandparents or my mother's sister and her family. Other than that, we did not.
Okay.
We would sometimes go visit where my great-grandparents lived.
Now, where was
in
that?
In Christiansburg.
Okay.
And I sold that property about 12 or 13 years ago to a developer who I hear now has built homes there.
So development houses.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was at College Avenue and Buffalo Drive.
Okay.
In Christiansburg.
I'm not too familiar with that area, but I know it is it's rolling gorgeous.
Farmland, so. It's gorgeous. It was strategically placed.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going there as a child, but I don't remember that as being like a favorite, this or that. I remember going to visit my great-grandfather, who was a village blacksmith.
Okay. Yeah. And that was Christiansburg location?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know whether his shop was in Christiansburg or Blacksburg.
Okay.
Because he had a horse, and he would ride his horse from his home to his blacksmith shop.
Okay, so it wasn't on his property.
It was. The blacksmith was not on his property.
Okay. No.
On his property, there was at least a couple of acres.
Okay.
I know, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten now. And there was nothing on there but trees and a house. And, I remember something that looked like a little bridge, but there was no water under it. There was a well, an old well there.
With the bucket?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, because we could see that, but we didn't drink water from it. But we could go look at it.
Okay. Now, this is kind of about the Gainesboro community.
Yeah, now the reason I came to Gainesboro...
Mm-hmm.
From Ohio is, it was right after urban renewal, and I frankly did not like what I had heard about the treatment of people who lived in Gainesboro.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard that they were taking their houses and they were tearing them down and moving people out and so forth. So the thought occurred to me that it should be my personal mission to go back and build a house near where I went to church in Gainesboro, and that I did. I designed the house and was my own building contractor. And I'm still in it, though I had planned to stay only about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then see if I could help Gainesboro. So in doing so, I became president of the Gainesboro neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice. I got to know a lot of people who had moved in, like people at Our Lady of the Valley and people at the Catholic school and at St. Andrew's Church. And people who were moving into the neighborhood, as well as some few who had never moved out.
Mm-hmm.
But I stayed too long. But I'd gotten involved in taking care of my mom because she was beginning to age and my dad had already passed.
Okay.
So I'm still there. And I may, because the house is so much better built than anything else around, I may have to give it away.
Okay.
My husband gave me cash to pay for it, and it was more cash than anything else. It's just selling for around me.
Oh, wow.
So I think I've just paid for that many years. Yeah, I'll probably give it to a relative.
Now, so you are on Madison Avenue now.
No. Okay. I'm on Rutherford.
Okay. Now, did you ever go to any of the cultural events in Gainesboro? Like, I know that there was entertainers who came to the Dumas.
No. Never.
Okay.
Ever.
Now, do you have any memories?
Nor did my family.
Of the Gainesboro Library and Miss Virginia? Why?
I do remember when at the foot of Patton Avenue, which now is the garden here.
Okay.
In the bottom of the building there, she was in that small area there.
Was she the librarian?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she was the librarian. And she was a very nice lady. You could go in and check out books.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when my mom would go to the market, mm-hmm. we would stop in there and look at books and check them out if we wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you have mentioned that you were a community leader in Gainesboro. Who were some of the other strong community leaders?
Well, that's now. I'm okay. Still.
Oh, you are still now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how long ago you had moved back.
Yeah, I've been back. I built the house that I'm in now in 87.
Okay.
And I started in 92, I believe it was, teaching at Virginia Western, because I didn't want just to, you know, take care of my mom and transfer her back and forth from the county to the city to go to church and all that kind of stuff. And my dad, and so then I got involved with navigating my mother through the expensive health care system.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am one of four, not the only one. And my children did not want me to take her in,
mm-hmm.
Because that would not have been exactly right, though that's what she wanted. We were good friends. I do miss her.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Now, who were some of your role models?
I guess my mom and all of my neighbors growing up that I remember well were school teachers,
mm-hmm.
principals of schools, ministers,
mm-hmm.
dentists, doctors,
mm-hmm.
and their families. They were all very good citizens, I would say.
Educated?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Most were working class, but they were always good, clean, neat, Christian mm-hmm. people who took care of their families. That's why I didn't know anything about Dumas. We did not participate in entertainment shows or...
Okay. How would you say that the Gainesboro or this area in general has changed over the years?
The topography has changed because Gainesboro Road at one time when I was in probably second grade, it looked like Fifth Street. It was a Mountain Speedway drop and back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went away and came back, they had filled it in.
Okay.
And moved some of the churches and moved the schools and everything. And so it became sort of like my passion. I'm going to do this while I'm taking care of my parents, and, you know, because I did not plan to stay.
Mm-hmm.
But
all these things happen. Now, as far as the neighborhood or the community itself, do you see a difference there? Not just the topography, but...
Well, I went to Bible training school on Rutherford, which would have been probably four houses down from where I built.
Mm-hmm.
But it was altogether different topography. it was underneath, kind of the street level was up, and you came down the steps to go into the house for your Bible training class. And that was on the same street where I built. But when urban renewal came in, they smoothed down everything down to the rock.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you have any memories of urban renewal? Or?
No, I wasn't here.
You weren't here? Okay.
No. I left before they started, and I came back after they had given the money to, I heard, City in the Square. Is that how you say it?
Center in the Square.
Yeah. And then so where I built was land that was left over because there wasn't enough to finish. And so they got rid of it from into individuals, which is what happened. Now, since I've been here, I'd say that people who don't care as much for their homes are moving in. But then I'm on the board of the Blue Ridge Housing Development Corporation.
Okay.
And we just recently built, I think, 8 new houses, and we were also building 4 more on Harrison right here.
Okay.
So I feel good about that. I've probably served on 6 boards of directors since I've been in Roanoke. I was not only I'm just not an active member now, Kiwanis of Roanoke, and I served on their executive board, and I was their public relations chairwoman.
Okay.
And I started the pancake, Pancake Day, Kiwanis Pancakes.
The pancake breakfast?
Right, I started that. Right. I think now that would be 11 or 12 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I served on the executive board of Valley Beautiful, and I was their public relations person. So we raised money for the Hanging Baskets. I served on there up until the time I spent at Oxford University in England. And I just figured, you know, I've been taking on too much. I better drop that.
Yeah.
And I just haven't gone back to that. I also served on the advisory board of Salvation Army.
Okay.
And I've served on more boards than that. I can't think right now what they are. Too many.
I would say that's quite a few there.
No,
so.
it really is too many. But I wanted to do what I could to make Roanoke City more progressive and more accepting of particularly minority people. Because of course, when I was growing up, I never thought that anyone looked at us as being minority or inferior in any way. I mean, we thought we were the greatest, and we dealt with that. And we, I guess we were each other's supporters. But then when I came back, I found out that particularly color was not looked at as being the best thing. And I never encountered that as a child. I always thought that, it never occurred to me.
Yeah.
I mean, we had beautiful clothes, good food, healthy, beautiful homes, nice parents. And then as I came back, I was beginning to see that some people were not keeping their homes well. There were outdoor storages on porches. People were complaining. And then later they started wearing their pants below their waistline.
Well, I was was going to ask you, how was your life affected by the civil rights movement and segregation?
Actually, I think I was better off when it was segregated, personally.
Really?
This
okay.
is what I thought.
Okay, explain yeah. the...
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was expected to go to college, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
I was expected to conduct myself in a Christian manner, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so were all my friends the same. And we met the same kind of people when we went to college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even at Columbia, I never thought. Of course, Columbia was just an extraordinary school.
Mm-hmm.
Columbia University in New York, extraordinary. Yeah.
Now, I think that, well, I have, let's see, maybe two more questions. Within your community, were there people that own their own businesses that you can think of?
Yes. Oh, which one? Which community?
Well,
younger or older?
Younger community.
Okay.
I guess.
Yes. There was a plumber that I remember specifically. His last name was Wheaton. I think his wife writes for one of the papers now. And did you interview her? Okay, you probably should. Audrey Wheaton.
Okay.
You probably should. Her husband had a very good business in plumbing. There are the electricians who are Bean. B-E-A-N. And they were a very respected family. There were, as I said, doctors, dentists. When Dr. Penn passed, his business of dentistry, his clientele was given to my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he practiced in there until he went to work for the Roanoke City Health Department.
Okay.
And there was Dr. Downing. And one was a physician, one was a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their own business. Let's see, and there was a music teacher who lived in a gorgeous, beautiful house just diagonally back of where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a music teacher. I don't think she taught outside of the home.
Okay.
But her husband was a physician. So I guess all of that would be business. There was a lawyer on the corner of 10th Street and Madison Avenue. There was a principal of the school mm-hmm. next door to them. Now I'm trying to think, what did the Reds do? I don't remember what they did. A number of the men were in service.
Okay.
In service jobs,
mm-hmm.
like work on the railroad, in the dining car, in food management. I don't think any of them owned restaurants.
Okay.
Well, I shouldn't say that because I don't know.
But those were some of the jobs that you mm-hmm. do remember people in the neighborhood having?
Yes.
Working for the railroad
team? And when they worked on the railroad, they weren't people like sweeping the rails or something. Mm-hmm. They were working in the dining car service and on the passenger rails. See, when I was young, there was a passenger rail station.
Okay. Yeah, and I know that doesn't exist now.
No. We may get it back. And I did do some work on that. And I'm encouraged that I helped do that.
Yeah, kind of makes sense, really. But
well, I think it does. I think it's better than putting all these people on I-81, killing our young people.
Mm-hmm.
I do. One of my daughters had come here for a family affair, and she got in the car and started back. And car, a truck ran into the back of her, totaled her car.
Oh, no.
Yes, the same daughter who's in New Orleans now.
So she wasn't...
Okay, she wasn't even threatened, but then she has been a missionary all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you know, things do happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's the one in New Orleans now. But she hasn't been into the Orient, just
okay.
The rest of the world.
Now, is there anything that I didn't cover today that you would like to share, that you feel is important to share?
Yes, I'd like to say that I think during the time that I have spent in Roanoke since returning,
mm-hmm.
Roanoke doesn't seem to be as well cared for
mm-hmm.
as it was. And I'm not just, you know, thinking gone days or better days. People took care of their homes, mm-hmm. their families, particularly their children.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that anymore. And it does bother me, mm-hmm. and I would not encourage anybody to live here.
Really?
Right. I would like to leave myself, but I have all this money and property because I did pay cash. I did not have a job. And when I tried to get one, they would say, you'll have to go ask some black person. And I'd say, you know, so Nathan. Yeah. That was 20 years ago.
And then I'd
go to some of the, but I was fortunate to get on at Virginia Western. Very fortunate. One of the administrators saw me at the Nautilus room in the Y and asked me, had I finished college? And I said, yes, and I've also finished grad school. And they wanted to know which, and I said, Columbia, and they said, do you want a job?
Well, that
so that's
good.
How I got it.
Very fortunate, that's an unfortunate encounter.
Yeah, that's so. How I got there.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and stop the interview, unless okay. you can think of anything else. And this was August 29th with Mrs. Virginia Wolfe.